praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God.
You may be seated. God bless you.
Thank you. Testmaster, I want to say thank you for this invitation to be here. And thank you for your love, your large heart, your kindness over the years. And we are glad to be here. I've been with Surpassing Grace since we are at Hill of Love. Okay, so I've been coming here, and I remember when I got married. That year, my wife was heavy, and we had to come all the way from Zaria by road to be at Power Convention. I still remember that December. We drove from Zaria, just my wife and I drove all the way. I remember feeling sleepy when we got to around Ife side. My wife said, just pack, sleep for 10 minutes. So I slept for 10 minutes, and the next day we are here for Power Convention. I've been coming on and off as God has given me opportunity, and I'm glad I'm able to make this here. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Reverend Kotila and Pastor Dr. Mrs., it's good to see you again. Or Pastor Professor Mrs., it's good to see you again, sir. It's always a joy. Praise God forevermore. We came with our son and his dear wife, Pastor Tara Akiko Ade, standing church, and his wife, Pastor Toro. Pastor BJ, God bless you, and your dear wife, Pastor Ronke. Good to see you. And everyone too, Prof, good to see you, everyone. I believe God will bless us today, and I'm glad for this opportunity to kick off Power Convention this year. God will touch you in a special way. And I'm glad the children are here, because God will touch you too in a special way. Many times when God wants to do something in our lives, we might not have any inkling to what God wants to do. You wake up as if it is any other day. Gideon will wake up as if it is any other Wednesday, until the angel of the Lord stands in front of him. Okay? Peter will wake up as if it's any other day. And in fact, that day was a very bad day, until the Lord God, Jesus Christ himself. Verses 1 and 2. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And that's where I'm getting my title from, Mahanaim. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the power of your word. As I teach today, let revelation knowledge flow freely. Let the angels of this anointing run as I speak. Let there be workings of miracles and manifestations of your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Can you play something for me? Something simple. Something that flows. Most High God of heaven, Most High Ruler of the earth, Most High King of nations, Alleluia. To we know that song. Most High God of heaven, Most High Ruler of the earth, Most High King of nations. Hallelujah. Esau that had been fuming for years, I mean for decades, this is at least 20 years, 20, 30 years or even more. He had been fuming because he felt his brother took his birthright. And now, after spending about 20 years with Laban, this was the time that Jacob was going to meet his brother, his angry brother. In fact, the reason why he ran away from home was because his parents told him, your brother will kill you. Rebecca said, run to my brother. His mother said, run to my brother. Let him take care of you until your brother's anger is past. And truly, Esau said, let the time of mourning be over. I will kill this boy. And now, after years, he was going to meet Esau. He was wondering how it would be. Will this be the end of me? Did he have an army like his grandfather had? He had just his family that he had divided. And then, Mahanem, he ran into a company of angels. Your life is in Mahanem. Oh. And that's why we must be reminded over and over again that we are not living ordinary lives. We are not living lives with the same parameters that other people are living. If you look at your life as a believer, you are in a camp on your own, but there is another camp over and above your own that is making sure that the will of God comes to pass concerning you. It is these two camps that Jacob called Mahanem. If you read the book of Jasher, the book of Jasher is referred to in scriptures. The book of Jasher. Now you see, many things are abbreviated. So you just say, he ran into a company of angels. But then, the book of Jasher tells us that Esau was actually waiting to kill his brother. But that he was waiting with his people, waiting with his militia. The angels that met Jacob, they went on their way. As they were getting to Esau, an angel became a battalion. And then Esau sees them and says, now well done, no. Where are you people coming from? He said, we are just talking with Jacob. Which Jacob? Jacob Isaac or another? No, Jacob Isaac Abraham. You people know him. We have a covenant with him. We are allies. They don't tell madman.
that Stella is coming on the road. Then another angel passed and became a multitude. And he asked, where are you people coming from? We are just having dinner with Jacob and his people. With the same Jacob. Say yes, with the same Jacob. That is why passing and by four of them battalions by force, Esau's anger cooled down. And that is why in scriptures, when the Bible says Jacob finally met him, that Esau embraced him. That embrace is not just because it's because he had no other option. Your life is not ordinary. There is a cap over and above your life. And many times for us, spiritual things will remain as if they are not existing unless we know how to tap into the power of the realm of the spirit. They will look normal. That is why there are generations that God looks like a fable and myth. I know that God has reduced in size in heaven, no? It's because there are no men to represent God on the earth. Every time men rise up, knowing the power of the spirit, God looks big in that generation. T.L. Osborne said, any man, anytime there arises a man whose prayers are answered, he said, more men will flock to him than to the greatest philosopher. The kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in what? Power. That's why we are here for power convention. Many times, traditional Christianity teaches us, okay, be loving, be kind, be peaceful, love, joy, peace, and that's very important. They bring out the character of Christ in you. People should know you're a Christian. When they are describing Jesus, people should say that we know him here. He works here. She works here. But just the same way the high priest will go, and there were bells and pomegranates. 9-9. They are supposed to be fruits of the Spirit and bells of the Spirit. These bells of the Spirit talking about power gifts, revelational gifts, or trance gifts, or else you will look ordinary. There are many times, if not for the power of God working in Jacob, they would have swallowed him. And people would have said that, God knows why. There are many things in your life that people are saying God knows why. God does not know why. God, I'm going to tell you why this evening. Praise God. Thank you. I will call you up later. When there is no power, we will be asking why every time. We ask why me. We ask why it is that good people are the ones that are taken. They say because good people, they are too good for the surface of the earth. It's not that. It's because when forces of hell mark people that are good, they don't have commensurate response when the forces of hell rise up. Praise God forevermore. We need manifestations of the Spirit. Whether they are revelational gifts, I'm not going to a whole detail, I don't have time for that. Whether they are revelational gifts, they are power gifts or utterance gifts. And you know, one of the things that happens is that many times when we are talking about manifestation of the Spirit, everybody refers to church. When they say, give example of a word of knowledge, there is somebody here. You will hear there's somebody here soon. That is example of word of knowledge. But the Bible says that these manifestations are for us to profit. Profit in your life, profit in your business. Know the direction of God for your life. Many of the manifestations of the Spirit we have had as a family has been within our family. Months ago, about early this year, I'm a prophet of God, but I will come to that later. Early this year, we were called from school that our daughter in school had problems and she was in pain. So we brought her, she was in pain. Went to a doctor in Abuja, very good hospital, and they diagnosed
and prescribed.
And we bought the drugs and gave her no change. Within 1 week plus, we had been to the doctor three times. And in fact, one of the, and the difference is musculoskeletal. In fact, there was one, the pharmacist, with the prescription, we went to the pharmacy. The pharmacist saw the prescription and said, what is wrong with your, this prescription for a 13-year-old, she felt that this prescription was too strong. He said, but his doctor, look at his doctor. But she was still in pain. We got to Mana Kalia, Rato Sekebaya, Le Petit Kapaya Diada. You see, it's one thing to be praying. Oluwa say. There's one Oluwa say. There's time for say. But God wants to say through you. Moses lifted up his hands. Oluwa say. God said, how many times do you pray this prayer? Stretch your hand over. That is what God wants to do. He wants you to stretch your hands over the Red Sea. We prayed until we got a note of victory. I was back to my station when she called and said, Daddy, I'm in pain. I said, oh Lord, what is it? A flash diagnosis flashed through my mind. This is the problem. I called the chief medical doctor. I said, this is what, my daughter has been there over and over again. He said, sir, probably we just do more tests and more words. I said, I think it is so and so. He said, I said, yes. I think he said, this is what I am seeing. My I didn't tell him this is what I'm saying. I just told him, I think it's so. He said, okay, the doctor will be waiting for you, sir. I got to the place. The doctor said, we do more. I said, I think it's so and so. As they said, I did everything spot on. Correct. That same day, within minutes, our daughter was believed. Manifestations of the Spirit. We call it the Spirit of seeing and knowing. Your business can move to the next level. The cases we have in the Bible of the Spirit of seeing and knowing. Joseph did not come to church and say, there's somebody here. We do, there's somebody here. You will hear it soon. Joseph did not come to church and say, there's somebody here. Joseph brought out 14-year agroeconomic plan by manifestations of the Spirit. 14 years agroeconomic plan. And sometimes we give the impression that this thing, if God wants to give you, He will give you. If God, it is just how God wants it, we will come to that. Because Daniel, when they said, we are going to kill all of you, and they joined Daniel and his friends with the magicians. Daniel did not hear a word from heaven that, my son Daniel, I will reveal it to you. I will reveal it to you. Don't be patient. He didn't hear anything. He went boldly and said, why is the king in a hurry? Give us time. That means there is a place for stirring up manifestations of the Spirit. I say amen now. Yeah. Am I speaking Greek? Is that you are understanding what I'm saying? Even if you don't understand my English, when the power falls, you understand it. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we are going to walk in line with God's plans for our lives, being in pace with destiny, we need revelational gifts. If we are going to silence opposition, we need power. Power to silence opposition. We need power to silence enchantment. One of the worst things you can see around is enchantment. Because many other things, people know what is doing them. Enchantment, people are embracing what is doing them. Other things, people know that, I have this pain, can you pray for me? Enchantment, there are people that they have driven their wives out of their houses. It is enchantment too. There are people that are selling at lower price. Lower price. There are other people around. Everybody is running to somebody's shop. Their shop is there. Nobody is coming. And they are saying, sir, our own is even cheaper. Nobody is coming. It's enchantment. Enchantment, you know, many times when it's enchantment, people feel you can talk to the person, talk to them. When people are under enchantment, they don't see reason or sense in anything you are saying. One prophet in quotes started praying with a man. Man of God, a pastor that had a church. After some time, he sent his wife packing. That God showed it clearly that this woman is the reason why my ministry is not moving forward. Enchantment. When people start saying, God showed me, how will you show them that it is not God that showed them? There are many times, you know, when that is why, even when we have a teaching ministry that's going to set people free, there must be a prophetic edge to that teaching ministry. Because there are people that are sitting down and listening that are not hearing. The Bible says, who is blind like my servant? And who is deaf like my messenger? It says, who is blind like the perfect one? Who is blind like my servant? He says, see many things he does not observe. Opening the ear, he does not hear. That means that people's ear can be opened and they are not hearing anything. Have respect unto the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are filled with habitations of cruelty. And when the Bible is talking about enchantment, it says that God has not seen perverseness in Jacob. He has not seen iniquity in Israel. The Lord is God is with him. The shout of a king is amongst them. He brought them out of Egypt. He has as it were the strength of a unicorn. It is power that silences enchantment. The next verse says, there is no enchantment against Jacob. No divination against Israel. It is power that silences enchantment. We had a partner. She is working in one of the top most, in fact, one of the major multinationals in Nigeria. You use their products. And at this time, she was not even, she's the HR, in charge of the whole HR. They are in over 30 African countries. And she was in charge of the HR for all of the company. She went down one day and she was having abdominal pain. Serious abdominal pain. She would be crying. Her husband would be, and her husband was a pharmacist. I was going to be begging her, and they said, what can we do? They were praying, they were fasting. You must understand, you must get skilled with spirituals. Skilled with spirituals. I will come to that. They were praying, they were fasting. 2 weeks. Then one day, she said, Kai, I have to activate visionary. This one, they should not kill me like this. So she sent a message. As she sent the message, I got that message around 3-4 a.m. when I woke up. As I saw it, I saw arrow passing through the message. You know, the message that is, you know, like when they send letter bomb to somebody, when you open it, the way bomb, I saw arrow in WhatsApp message. I caught it and broke it. I sent back to her. I said, this attack is broken and you are free. She has some sleep, woke up, pain had vanished. She said, no pain. How? This, over 2 weeks of suffering. How? She took her phone, saw my message, and saw, visionary replied, that is the reason. She went back to her office. The man that was in, that was in charge of another sector, that had been comforting her, packed his load and said that he was leaving the company. They said, sir, why? Just suddenly said, yes. But you have to give in lieu, any money you want to take it. I am leaving here. They said, please, we will double your size. He said, even if you triple it, I can't stay here again. He ran away from that company. When they told me, I said, that means they got my memo. Later, she said that this is the person I used to go and meet and say, "Sir, you know, I'm having so many problems. How do I do this?" They said, "Don't worry, relax, relax." One of those days, when she entered his office, he said that it was as if, you know, this kind of jazz, juju, this red with cowrie, it was as if she saw him wearing a garment, and then he said, "In my mind playing," that was the spirit of seeing and knowing. It is good to see something and be able to act down for it to happen. I say, and I saw two coffins that time. And I saw something that looked like this. No, you must develop skill with manifestations of the spirit. Praise God forevermore. Say unto God, "How terrible are you in your works? To the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you." You need utterance gifts, prophecy, to birth God's vision on the earth. We call it utterance of the mighty. There are many people that their lives will keep going in a particular direction unless their lives are altered with utterance. "This my child is not even interested in church." You will make them interested in church. You will use utterance to make them interested in church. Mighty utterance. You see, we treat this thing as if it's ordinary. Meanwhile, there are people that their lives are bound because one woman that they think is a witch spoke against them 13 years ago. And they are still remembering up to now. And they don't even have confirmation whether the woman is a witch. Every time you say that, "The way my life is going, that day, that woman selling her car, when she said, 'Koni dafwe o,' Oni run no bow." 13 years later, you are saying, probably that's the reason why. What of the many times you are coming to church and words of blessing are spoken over you? Prophetic words are capital when they are spoken under the anointing of God's Spirit. The Bible says, "And the elders of the children of Israel, they builded and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet." You don't build, capital for building is not, it's supposed to be loan or supposed to be money. But it says, "By the prophesying." Ezra chapter 6 verse 14. That means prophecy is capital. You can take prophecy like this and it will be opening doors for you in your life. We have one of our partners. At this point, it was some years ago in immersion, when he came for immersion, he was struggling to rent a house in Abuja. He and his family, they were struggling. Finally, they got a house for 2.5 million. Hey. They sold this one, sold that one, put all their savings, liquidated everything to be able to, and they were still trusting God because it was fully furnished. He will send seed, 10,000 naira, 5,000 naira, 10,000. On the capital came on. One day he was entering into immersion and he heard, "The Lord has made your feet like iron feet. And he's setting you upon your high places." He said, as he heard that, it was as if thunderbolt hit him. There is a word that is meant for you. That's what set my. There is a word that is meant for you. You might have many words, though, but there is a word. Thy words were found, plural, and I did eat them. But your word, singular, there is a word that is meant for you. I did eat them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. They carried that word, though, Psalm 18, and went and started transacting because this is capital. Then the cosmos started shifting and changing for him. The next month, I sought it from him, 1 million. Next week, 1.5 million. They started seeing in million. The next year, 10 million. From the same person that was trying to look for 2.5 million. The next year, 50 million for me. How? Prophetic words are capital. Capital.
This is how to orchestrate things in the realm of the spirit.
How is it that Samuel will talk to Saul? I was the only one that was released. He said, how? He said, the authorities came and called by name. I said, who is to ascertain me? He said, yes. Your uncle, an army officer, has positively identified you. So you come out, uncle. If they say army officer, I understand, I'm a general. But I'm in Nigeria, which country? In another country. He said, your uncle, an army general. He said, an army general has positively identified you. They released him. Only one out of 22 others. The rest were still in detention. Prophetic words will channel your life. Prophetic words will channel your destiny aright. You will be at the right place at the right time, and right things will be happening to you. I can give testimony after testimony after testimony of the power of prophecy.
Praise God forevermore. Let me go into other things. So, how do we enter into this? Enter, because I'm doing do it yourself so that you can learn on your own to flow with manifestation of the Spirit. Okay? How do we enter? You know, Paul said something and said concerning spiritual gifts. The gifts is in Italy, so it's actually concerning spirituals. Because up to this time, Paul was talking about mundane things. Should we cover our hair? Some people are drunk when they come for communion. All those are the things. Now, finally, after counseling, he said, oh yeah, now we have entered spiritual. I will not have you ignorant. So in flowing with spiritual gifts, the first thing is to kill ignorance. Understand the covenant. Kill ignorance. Understand the covenant. There are many things about the realm of the spirit, they don't fall on people. People learn them. The way you learn English and biology, that is how you learn spiritology, pneumatology. You learn about the realm of the spirit. Because we can only carry you thus far. It's like people teaching you how to drive car. Not automatic. Automatic. There are people, children can drive automatic. In those days, where you are manual, you are shifting, that you have to be releasing your leg from cloth and be pressing small. They can't tell you anything. You are the one that will one day we click as you are doing it. That's how the realm of the spirit is. So they can tell you, no, my yourself. Yeah. You be pressing this one, be cutting, be removing. That's how can we stop. Ibadan people, apart from the Ibadan taxi drivers, they are angry. Ibadan people are more patient. If you go to Lagos, the abuse, you have not been abused since where you were born. They will abuse you on the road. You will lose composure. Kilo say, learn na ni any. How do we carry this rubbish? And then you start again. One day, if you keep at it, you learn. And once you learn it, it becomes part of your personality. Praise God forevermore. You might be learning how to ride a bicycle and be falling. The day you learn how to ride it, you can leave that bicycle 10 years later, come back. You don't need to go back to first place. It's already inside you. That's how it is with manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit. Covenant. The Bible says the manifestation is given to every man. Every man. You see, the Bible talks about 9 manifestations of the Spirit there. There are 3 that see something, there are 3 that do something, and there are 3 that say something. The ones that say something are word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirit. See or know something. That's why we call it the spirit of seeing and knowing.
There are three that do something. That's power gifts. Workings of miracles, gifts of healing, and what? Wonder working faith. And then there are three that say something. Prophecy, tongues, and interpretations. Praise God forevermore. Every one of these gifts, you must understand that there is a parallel of them in every believer. We call it in the recreated human spirit. That's why the Bible says, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So, the Bible is saying every believer can lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Yet, in Corinthians, the Bible says, do all have the gift of healing? Of course, the answer is no. Do you understand? Everybody can run. Daniel, you can run now. Me, I can run. But when they say this man can run, I can't run like Usain Bolt. Although he has Belena, he has lost. He has lost it. He has made history and lost it. I can't run. When they say this man can run, that car, this man can run. Anybody can run. Anybody that has two legs can run. But when they say that man can run, that means he has giftings in that particular area. It does not mean that we too, we cannot run. Especially when something is pursuing you. Praise God forevermore. So, every believer has that thing. If it's discerning of spirit, every spirit believer has discernment inside. A parallel of that gift. Every born again Christian has a parallel of that gift. Everybody, there is no Christian born of God that has spent some time in God that will not tell you that he has seen something, probably by word of knowledge or known intuitively that something was going to happen. GSM is around nowadays, so it is easier now. That's why people don't do too much walking in the spirit, flowing with the spirit. Because in those days, you will trekle from Ashi, you will trek to Mokola to come and see your friend. You will get there. You will knock. They have traveled. Now, you don't need to, because you can call, we don't go, we did Lagos now. But that time is when you get there and knock. You know, what of that? What's in Lord Christmas? What's in Lord Seko? Aye. No transport money. You walked all the way to this place expecting that at least one plate of rice will be reward for your labors. But now, no rice, no nothing. From your house, you must learn how to flow with the Spirit. So, when you stand up now and you want to go, you start feeling something inside you. That, Kai, this thing, I'm going to waste my time more. And it's a good thing when God is training you with little things though. When you get there now and say, ha! Could there still walk? Kai. Shalom, Misa. Omi, let me just drink water. I'll start thinking of how to start checking back to Ashi. That thing inside you, don't get angry. You have learned something in the realm of that feeling. The feeling is different for everybody. Somebody says, oh boy, rush me urgent 5K there now. I will give you back. This is the whole money I have. And this money I have dissected it. I planned for it. Just give me. Tomorrow I will give you. You give the person 5K. Tomorrow, number switch off. You send message. Oh, but how far? You said today now. Later, you see that the message has been read. But no reply. Then you go spiritual. Look. God knows everybody's heart. Let God not punish. Let God not punish you. I beg. Answer me. Then the person says, why are you insulting? And you say you're a pastor. And you say you're a pastor. Is this how children of God are supposed to be? Don't get angry. Inside you, you know the emotions, because when the realm of the spirit lands upon a person, it lands upon your spirit, soul, and body. Your soul will respond to emotions. So
sometimes your body even will respond with reactions. That emotion, keep it. Because it's 5K today. Tomorrow, 10 years later, it will be 50 million. It will be 50 million deal that you are saying that, ah, let you know, all everything, all the indices, everything is perfect. So let's invest this money. Then that same thing you had when that man asked you for 5K, 10 years ago, you start feeling it. You say, kai. This feeling, I suffered with this feeling. It has come again. God is helping you. That's how to understand the spirituals.
Praise God forevermore. Are we learning something? The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. I have. So there is a parallel in our spirit. And then based on your gifts and callings and God's plans and purposes for your life, there are particular giftings that are given to you. An apostle has his giftings, a prophet has his giftings. I'm a prophet, so I have revelational gifts operating consistently in my life, whether I like them or not. There are some things I don't even want to see that I'm seeing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meanwhile, some people are just saying, God, let me see something. You are tired. Do you understand? It's because of the gifting. Power gift. It comes with prophetic ministry. It comes with apostolic ministry. It comes with evangelistic ministry. And then there are people that will be exposed to particular ministries because of the secular calling of God upon their lives. There are people that are going to politics that will be exposed to apostolic ministries because apostolic ministries are governmental ministries. There are people that are into ICT. That you must see what is going to happen before it happens. God will expose you to prophetic ministries. So that you will look at the market and say, this is where the market is going to. They say, it can never go there. You say, okay. And then you have already provided solutions for this direction of the market. When it happens, you are profiting with them. Praise God forevermore. Anywhere God has set you, be determined to learn there, to grow in that place and grow in spirituals. If you understand spirituals, there is no believer that is supposed to say, I am disadvantaged. Praise God forevermore. You know, when I was in school, I had a first class, but when I was in school, many of the things I did them for my spirit. I used to read like a madman, but I don't depend on just my reading. That's why I am surprised when people say, I entered the exam hall, I went blank. Your mind can go blank. Can your spirit go blank? Our son, when he was young, came back with report card. I saw the report card. I saw Yoruba, 100. I told my wife, Yoruba. Oh, my, you're a Kogbeje now. Person that does not even know anything about Yoruba. I said, come. How you get 100 here now? You that you cannot speak anything. He said that day I was the exam alone. I was just there sitting down. I looked at him, I didn't know what to do. Then I said, then what do you do? Then I started speaking other tongues and pulled out the answers. You pull out answers for life and destiny. It's good to go, it's easy to go around with old white tables. You know, the reason why my market is not selling is because Ibadan people are very stingy. They don't get money. I will go to Lagos, go and meet people that will be buying money without asking questions. There are people in Lagos that life has mammered them. They are there in Lagos. There are people in Lagos living under bridge. Let your eyes be opened. Know that this thing belongs to me. Is a covenant God has given it to me.
Everything I need for life and godliness has been given to me. I bring it out. Praise God forevermore. Number one is covenant. Number two is custody. Take ownership. The Bible says, earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but you must take ownership of spiritual gifts. When I was a young man, I used to have a lot of humility. Now I don't have humility again. No. Humility I have, but not humility. Humility is false humility. There are people that say that, you know, these manifestations of the Spirit, they are not ours. It belongs to God. You have heard that before? They are not ours. It belongs to God. So, it is God that operates them through me. I can't do anything about it in a lie. Ownership, that's custody. Oh, like that. So, we go for meetings. We be in a meeting. You say, well, nothing happened because probably God did not want to move. And I thought about it for so long. Smith Wigglesworth said that manifestation of the Spirit is it that God gives it to every man and then God controls it in our lives, or once we are full of the Spirit, we can see the manifestation in our lives. Searching the scriptures, I've seen that God gives to every man and makes the man accountable. Because if God is the one operating it, then nobody can misuse manifestations. But there are people that misuse it. Praise God forevermore. A man called Elijah, they came to arrest him. Very funny story. The king sent people to go and inquire, will I die of this sickness or I will come out? They were going on his own. Elijah went and ambushed them. And don't make them say, hey, you people, go and tell the king. You don't need, go and tell the king that he's not coming down from that place. He will die there. And then left. The weight and power of the words of Elijah. A king will send you. They didn't go to where he sent them. As Elijah spoke to them, the weight and power, they turned back and went to meet the king and said, sir, we met a man. They didn't even know the man. No. We met a man. He said, we should tell you that you won't come down from here. You are dying here. You will die here. The king said, I beg. What did he wear? He said, he was wearing leather girdle. He had a girdle around. He said, hairy. He said, hairy man. He's the one, troubler of Israel. Elijah. Go and mobilize him. Go and bring him here. They sent a band of soldiers, of 50. Come down, O man of God. Elijah said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and burn you. Fire came down. That is pure manifestation of power gifts. Fire came down and burnt them. And if you know how cold Elijah was, that's Elijah. Have you seen anybody being burnt by fire before? I see people dying by shot. Okay, I'm a general, of course. I see people. It's kind. If I say this, it will sound too callous. It's a peaceful death. Because if you hear the sound, you are still alive. Okay? But do you know what it means for people to die by fire? That means fire comes down. They are screaming inside the fire. Elijah is looking at them like this, waiting for all of them to die. When they finish, he sits down on Mount Carmel, waiting for the next batch. The next batch comes. Officer fresh from the academy. Man of God, come down from there. God allow us to mobilize you from there. If I be a man of God, he didn't say if God is on the throne. No, I'm talking about custody. He said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down and consume. The same thing. The third man came and said, oh man of God, this is how you must learn alternative means of conflict resolution. Oh man of God, let our lives be precious to you. This man now, look at him now. This man now, his wife is pregnant. 39 weeks.
He'll be delivering.
If I, this one, his wife is in labor now. Let the family not be breadwinnerless.
It was at that point that Elijah now went to God and said, "Sir, should I follow them?" That means that the first two frying, God did not say anything. It was at his own volition.
It was when he went to say, "God, should I?" God said, "Follow them."
So he could have asked from beginning. It is his anger I used, and God did not say no. This, and to show that this was not God's will, when Jesus comes thousands of years later, and then they denied him visa, they refused him visa. Okay, they now came back and then they said, "Sir, what's the result?" They gave him visa. They said no. Jesus said they denied him visa.
Sir, you, they denied you visa. Sir, let us call fire on the Samaritan embassy.
That's what they wanted to do. To show that was not even God's will in the first place. Call fire.
Yes, sir. Like Elijah rained fire on those people.
He said, "You don't know the kind of spirit." That means that it was Elijah's personality that brought down that fire, not God.
But everyone had to respond to the manifestation of the Spirit. That means that the man of God is giving custody of the manifestation.
A man was a general, Naaman, and he was leprous. And the lady told the handmaiden, said, "Oh, that my master, we go to the prophet in Israel. He be healed of his leprosy."
Said, "Okay."
So they wrote a diplomatic letter to Israel and said, "Okay, here is my chief of defense staff. He has leprosy. Heal him. Accept the assurances of our highest regard." King saw it. Said, "Can you see Wahala? Wahala be like waiting."
Now they are riding this bicycle now, and the bicycle is not stabilizing. Can you, this man is just looking for an occasion to come to war with us.
Elisha did not say, "No, God will do something." Elisha said, "Send him now to me, and if you know that there's a prophet, not a God, there's a prophet in Israel." Why could he talk that way? Because they are taking custody of the manifestations of the Spirit.
So you can learn to be skilled in manifestation of the Spirit. That thing that is, for everybody, it starts small. It starts small. But just like something, the Spirit of God started moving him at times. Just like Samuel, the Bible says, and God was with Samuel and did not let his words fall to the ground. So he started seeing manifestation of those words spoken. People will come and give testimony. "You spoke that you and I got healed. You spoke and the contract came through." He was learning by operating those gifts of the Spirit.
Praise God forevermore. Cause for this. Pressing. Pressing with prayer, pressing with knowledge. There was a time in my life, everything I was reading, I was about the power of God. Everything I was reading was about the power of God. I was looking for skill in spiritual things. There is skill in manifestation of revelational gifts. I learned skill. When I wanted to operate power gifts, I met different. I was interviewing people. I met Setman. I interviewed Setman. I said, Sir, how did you feel when you started laying hands on people and they started following that power?" Setman said, I felt it was high time, because even people I'm bringing up, they are starting the same manifestation. Thank you, sir." Revelational gifts. I went down. I met Brotokes. I said, "Sir, this is the revelational gift. How do you see?" I pursued him for days, if not weeks. Until one day, they say, "Oh, you have disturbed me. Okay, let me tell you." Thank God. So now, you just look into the realm of the Spirit and see. How do I look now? Is it like this? Look. But God saw the desire of my heart. I was fasting in and out. Fasting. Look. For the Spirit of God to come upon people, there's no problem. But to return in the power of the Spirit, Jesus did not do anything for the Holy Ghost to come upon him. Jesus did not do anything. The Bible says he was just there, ever open. But then 40 days, and then he returned. Jesus said, tarry in Jerusalem. There is tarrying. There is learning to get skilled with the things of the Spirit. What I am telling you, it will deliver your children. It will deliver your parents. It will make it that so much in life, you will get to a point that you will never be helpless again. I read all those books concerning spirituals, concerning spiritual gifts, Papa Egan. All the books I read Lester Sumrall's books about gifts of the Spirit. I listened to everything I could listen to. I was studying scriptures, looking at example after example, and praying. Praise God forevermore. Until one day I had an encounter. I have different encounters though. I a good number tied to Tetman and SGA. I had different encounters though. Is that encounter? I woke up in the morning, my eyes were open. You know, there's waking up, you go and eat yourself, you come back, you'll be drowsy. There's waking up that you say, okay, let me pray. It's 4 o'clock, let me start praying. There's waking up that you wake up, your eyes are open. You are at the edge of a portal in the realm of the Spirit. And then the Lord told me, these are the ways that revelational gifts will start operating in your life. That's why I broke in. Then to start developing skill. As a young man, I'm a minister of the gospel. You don't need to do what I'm doing. As a young man in this Ibadan, I will enter into vehicles, into bus. As I enter, I will let my mind go like this and go like this, and then I will start knowing supernaturally what is happening in the lives of the people seated there. And I will be writing it down. When I come out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I look at them. I will come down from the vehicle, I will throw it away. I am practicing. I am gaining skill. There are some that, like one day I sat down in front of the vehicle, I was going, and then I was writing down, what I wrote is that there is a man in this vehicle wearing a ring. If I say it now, it's normal. But 1990 something, to see a man wearing, now people are using gel, you know. I was in a meeting, somebody fell under the power. Okay, I wanted to relax on the person. I speak over the person. I said, is it a man or a woman? Man or woman? Because the body was like man, the hair was like, is it man or woman? I came down from the vehicle. Somebody else came down. I looked. It was the man wearing a ring. Every time we decide to move with God concerning spiritual, God will not leave us without indicators. God will always give us indicators to encourage us. You can pray for somebody and the person dies and you say, God, for I felt power, I felt the anointing. Then the family of the person will say, after you prayed, you know it was paralyzed all over his body. The right side came alive. So you'll be encouraged. Something happened. Then you will learn from that and work on your skill set. Praise God forevermore. pressing. So one day, I went to a school. I've been practicing like this though. I went to a school. I was a teenager. I've been practicing.
I went to a school. Those days I was breaking into secondary school. So I went to this school in the north and I said, I don't want to minister here. They said, our program is filled up for the whole term. There is no space for anybody to minister. I said, okay, I will just sit down and enjoy the meeting and then go. Okay. Since they saw that I was not present, they said, okay, we can give you 10 minutes. Ah. I said, 10 minutes? 10 minutes is more than enough. I said, thank you. Thank you. I told my friend that came with me, I said, what these people will see in these 10 minutes? How could I speak with confidence like this? Because I've been practicing spirituals. I sat down. I said, give me paper there. Give me paper. The same way I was making my heart go over people inside bus. There were like 300 of them. I made my heart go over them. As I went over them, I started writing. Writing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is enough to wow them. It's enough. Let me just relax. Then they called me up. When they called me up, I preached. 5 minutes. My message was over. Then I started. There are 4 people in this place. When you went home for holidays, so and so, they stood up. They said, the school, they were so expressive. They said, I said, we are in God's presence. Everywhere be quiet. We are praying. We are praying. The people came out. I laid hands on them. They fell under the power. They say, Next thing. Wait. There are 2 people. I'm seeing somebody. Armed robbers came to your house. This, the person stood up. Then I said, there's somebody here. Your name is so and so. And this is what happened to you. As the person stood up and was coming forward, the power of God came over her. She fell under the power. I went forward. I said, if you are here and you want to get born again, born again, can you stand up? Everybody stood. I said, no. I'm not saying if you are attending. If you want to get, everybody stood up. Then the power of God hit them. Why was I so confident? I'm taking custody. You can take custody. You can take custody of prophetic words. You can know that when I speak this way, things change. You can start doing that. Declaring, speaking. When I pray, heaven shakes. When I pray, I don't go to me. And many times I meet people at the point of death. You know, many people, they call people, come and pray for us. Come and pray for us. What's the problem? Kata ni kata. Kata does not. People don't call me for kata. See, my wife is there. People call me when one leg is on the other side. And one leg is there. That's when people call me. Virtually impossible cases. And you know, say, if there is a God in heaven. No. If you are adept with the manifestation, people will know that there is a God in heaven. Early this year, in the Springs of Zion conference, we had a lady come to us, and we used to have limited people that we used to take to see after the conference, my wife and I. So this lady came. The brother was mad. Starved. Raising mad. You know, there are different kinds of. There's madness that you are talking to yourself. There's madness that you are dancing in public. There's madness that you are started removing your clothes. There is madness that you are popular in. Popular as a madman. This young man was in stage 4. He was not staying there, he was staying in one uncompleted building in the city. Eating dry corn. Eating dirty like that. She came. They said they are tried. He does not even recognize anybody. And I spoke on. That siege is broken. She carried prophetic capital. Went back to her city. Located her brother in the uncompleted building and met him and said, follow me. The brother stood up like a lamb. Going to the slaughter and followed her home. Dressed him of everything. That brother was around for a massive explosive this year. In his sane mind, one word, not even in the presence of the brother, that was given to a woman. Just the same way Jesus Christ said, go, that evil spirit is gone out of your daughter. If you want to help people, you must dig into. There are people in your past. We had somebody,
our loved one that had been that was married for how many years? 9 years. Ten years.
No baby. Artificial insemination, everything, no baby.
And then one day we went to minister in the church, and then she came quickly and then told me that, sir, I was my wife. I said, sir, every time I will see a man coming in my dream to molest me. In fact, there was a time I did IVF, and it was as if it has caught, and then I saw the man, he was angry. He molested me in my dream. The next day, that pregnancy was gone. I turned to her with anger. Break! In the name of Jesus. That was December last year. January, she was pregnant. No, she had never been able to get pregnant. Pregnant, she said it was like a dream. September, she gave birth. Or else, you won't be able to help people. You won't be able to. It is from helping people that you can now start helping families, helping communities, and declaring over your city.
Praise God forevermore.
Understand this covenant, take custody, press into it. And then number three, recognize carriers. Recognize carriers.
Oh, be lifted above all other gods. We lay our crowns and worship. Oh, be lifted. Oh, be lifted.
I will call you up later.
Above all other gods. We lay our crowns and worship you. Oh, be lifted. Oh, be lifted. Above all other gods. We lay our crowns and God, oh glorious God, we praise your name. We lay our crowns and worship you.
Oh glorious God, I have very little time. Keep playing that song. Be praying over under your breath. Because you have entered into Kairos waters. Covenant, custody, and the carriers. They said, go to those that sell. And what? Buy. There are those that sell. There are carriers. There are carriers that show possibilities. In the realm of the spirit, there are carriers that show the way to manifestations of the spirit. If Elijah had not used his mantle to strike Jordan and departed, by the time Elijah was coming back, he would have been looking for a boat to get to the other side. There are carriers, people that are operating in that thing you are looking for. Find them, follow them. Lada kabaya kasiate gabiada. Lepi de kesiata. How did Peter know that everybody has to leave the room
when I want to raise Tabitha from the dead. That is what he saw Jesus doing. How did Peter know that it was possible to step out on water and it will bear your weight like concrete? Because he saw Jesus doing it. How did Joshua know that it was possible for the Jordan to pass? Because he saw Moses parting the Red Sea.
They are carriers. Look for them. Come by. Humble yourself. Buy from them.
I was in Setman's house watching Benny Hinn. Not on DVD. There was no DVD there, no. VCR. VHS. We put it rather Kasiata. We test. No, you know, life with social media, it has become casual. What are you doing? I'm just watching Benin. Okay. No, good move. Good move. Wow. That's his jacket is throwing around. Wow.
No. To even get the VCR is work, because at that time we didn't have VCR in our house. Be watching and be crying. Is impartation. Impartation. Pastor Kumuyi said he got Maurice Cerullo's book, T.L. Osborne's book. He said, I have a PhD. He carried the book and was reading like a textbook, reading, studying, marking everything, only to go for meeting and he saw the same miracles happening.
There are carriers. Look at our young man here, Pastor Tara. He does citywide meetings where thousands of people gather. Okay? It was in Reverend Kotela's meeting that he came with two buses of students. This is 11 years ago. He was a medical student that time. Two buses. They didn't know me that time, oh. They were just passing and saw that I thought I didn't enter trouble. Yes, that time. They were my picture in camouflage. Reverend's picture, we are there. They said, is it not the man? Then they came. Carrier. The same miracles over the years have been replicated. Carriers. That testimony I give about seeing God's generals. It is Setman's book I collected. That book just came out, God's Generals, Robert Liardin. I collected the book. Setman said, even me, I've not read it, bro. I said, sir, this night, I'm going back to academy tomorrow. Let me just read it this night. Just this night. I am talking about 1996 or thereabout. I said, sir, let me just read it this night. I was going back the next day. Overnight, I was reading. William Seymour. John Lake, reading. I was crying when they were crying. I was rejoicing when they were rejoicing. Kathleen Kuhlman, Mama Etta, Emmy Sempuma Fashion. I was reading. I was supposed to leave home by 6 a.m. Oh, there's something about spiritual hunger. Don't be at ease in Zion. Your life can be more than this. I was crying. I was praying. Then I slept around 4 past 4. It was that sleeping that had an encounter. I saw myself standing on a dirt road with dust. Then I saw from the distance, I saw chariots coming. As they were coming closer, I saw that it was a golden chariot, beautiful. And then there were people inside, just sitting, standing inside the chariot. And then as they got closer, I saw that those were the people I was reading about. I saw Smith Wigglesworth, William J. Seymour, Charles Parham, John Alexander Dewey, all 12 of them in that chariot as we were passing. And then as they were going, they passed in front of me. So I was looking at them going like this. I said, wow. The back of the chariot was like open. So as they were going, I said, wow. These are the great men I'm reading about with mighty miracles. Then I heard my name. Moyo. They even know my name. That was a great honor to me. Oh, they know my name. I looked, Moyo.
Join us.
and I started running, following that chariot, following it until I entered inside that. Yeah, as they said, join us, their hands were stretched out. I entered and I woke up. There is all those miracles we are seeing in those books. We have seen them raising the dead, supernatural transportation, food multiplying, resources increasing. We are seeing them on a regular basis. Not only us, but our sons. Carriers. Seek them. Pray. Read their books. Follow their steps. Whose faith follow? Carriers. One of our sons, let me finish with this and then we start praying. One of our sons, 2 years ago, I was coming for his meetings. We are going for his meetings tomorrow now. I was coming for his meeting, and then the same encounter I had 20-something years ago, where I saw angels. He had the encounter and he saw angels the morning I was landing. From that time, he started having strange miracles in his ministry. By the time I was coming to his church last year, because of miracles by one of his members in a hospital, they were streaming the meeting live in that hospital in Lagos. So, this one happened last month. One of his members, they said they should come and pray for somebody that was in ICU. So he went to ICU in Tulare, in the hospital. He went to the ICU. They didn't allow him to enter ICU. Of course, you can't enter ICU like that now. So that you won't kill the people faster. So he was trying. The wife of the person he was supposed to pray for was a consultant. So she too was. He said, let him. They said, no. So he said, sir, okay, if I'm not going in, my pastor's message, that's our son, my pastor's message is here. They put it inside glove and we are playing it. The message was workings of miracles. They took it inside. Not the person that they were supposed to pray for. As the message was playing inside, one of the people in ICU just jumped back to life from coma. I said something. Caleb! He is not the man, does not know this man of God. And then they stabilized. What happened? He came out of coma listening to a message. He said, what happened? He said, I was in a dark place. That was on the way to Pai now. You understand? I was in a dark place. Then a man came and met me and said, my name is Caleb, follow me. And then he said, I started following. And then his steps got faster. Then as he was getting faster, I started running, following him. Then he disappeared, I missed him. And then I started running to catch up with him. He ran back to life. Is that running that he ran? I said, Caleb! He didn't know the minister. They brought this prayer for us. Is this the man you saw? He said, no, he's not this one. Is this this one? He said, no, he's not this one. Is this this one? They brought popular... No. They brought his own. Yeah! He's the one. This supernatural. You cannot help people. You can pity people. You can give them all. You can pity them all. But to help them in a way that their eternal destinies are helped, you need manifestations of the Spirit. Lord, let there be an impartation upon my life tonight. Pray. Oh, glorious God. Oh, glorious God. We pray your name. We lay our crown and worship you. I will give you 2 minutes to pray and then I will pray. 2 minutes, Lord. Let me enter into these waters of power. Let me enter into these waters of glory. There's what we call treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. That God will open your eyes in your business. Put something upon your head that you will stand out in your field. That God will put miracle working power in your hands. That nobody that comes to you will live the same. Pray. Oh, children, pray. Your time has come. Our crowns.
Worship. Oh, glorious God. Oh, glorious God. We praise your name. We lay our crown and worship.
There are three people that are mantles that are falling upon you. Heavy mantles. Mantles of revelational gifts. Mantles of power. Mantles of glory. Mantles, 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 mantles. Help me as the power of God is coming upon these three people. Help me, help me, help me. Three of them, three of them, three of them. Lord, let there be impartations of power gifts. Impartations of glory. Let eyes be opened. Let the spirit of the evil rest upon them. Let their eyes be opened. Let the strength of an ox rest upon them. Let there be manifestations of power. Kalatasia Gayabayada. Repeke, Repita, Sia Kalia to Kelebagayada. Rafia Talan de Kelebagayada. Pray, lay hold on something. For your life, for your children, for your family, for your community, for your destiny. Sekaya Sia Taya Gayana. So Lakaya de Lebayana Yabaya. There are the three people, the power of God is upon them. Lord, these three people, clothe them with power. Clothe them with fire. Clothe them with glory. Help me bring them once you see them. The power of God is coming tangibly upon them. God is shifting you to a new level. New things are happening to you. God's power is coming tangibly upon you. Encounters of the God kind. Pray, pray, pray. I step in, I step in, I step in, I step in. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Lord, where are the other two people? I see somebody, there's fire on your legs. Ah, God is bringing you to large places, though. Fire on your legs, fire on your legs. That's one of the... Help this sister, help her. Help her. Enter your large place. In the name of Jesus. Lekaya melala saya lewaya nyanaye. Sepakatia lateka. I am seeing somebody, your hands are on fire. Bring that person. It's healing power. Healing power. Bring that person. Bring him. Ketaya lelele tayana duada. Prele pele la 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 la. Yilele de koyanya na yama yane. We lay our crown. I have seen the spirit of prophecy coming upon somebody. The person is screaming and prophesying. Bring that person. The person is screaming and prophesying. Bring that person. Ah, see the power of God. Enter, enter. These things are real. There is reality in Christ. There is reality of power. That person that is screaming under the power, bring the person to me. It is the spirit of prophecy. We call it the utterance of the mighty. Bring her, bring her. I have just 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Prophecy. There's somebody. God is giving you treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. Your eyes are open. Your eyes are open. Your eyes are open. Ephata, Ephata, in the name of Jesus. Bring that person. The eyes of that person is open. There is fire on that person's eyes. God is opening your eyes. Yes, fire out the eyes of that person. Bring that person to me. The spirit of the eagle. Spirit of the eagle. In the name of Jesus. Quickly. Whether here or in the overflow. Bring that person to me. Oh, glorious God. Oh, glorious God. Before you, an open door which no man can shut. God is opening doors, though. Opening doors. Opening doors. I don't get her open. I hear in my spirit and I declare, Ephata, 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 be open, be open. Bring this for people. Doors are opening. Doors in high places. Doors in high places. Them, all them, the power of God is resting tangibly upon them. Doors are open. I command doors open, 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 open. City doors open. Doors of destiny open. Doors of ministry open. Doors of finances open. We pray. These people that we scream, bring them to me. The power of God. I am seeing doors opening in high places. Ancient doors, I'm seeing them opening. As they scream, as the power of God comes upon them, bring them to me. Kalapatia, Selepekatia, Peyaga, Kuda Kayamana, Redeseke, Bozola, Adia. Doors of opportunity, doors of financing, doors of destiny. Open, open, open. Doors of nations, open. Doors of cities, open, 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 open. Space is made for you in tight places. Ancient doors are open unto you into exclusive circles.
Bring the sister. The sister behind here.
I'm seeing a new season coming upon your life. New season. New season. Help her, help her.
Bring this sister here. Yeah?
Behind. Oh, 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 oh. Your joy has come.
My help has come. Oh, oh, oh.
Stay there. You don't need to come. Everywhere is. I see the angel of the Lord pouring the oil of joy upon your head. Oil of joy for mourning. The spirit comments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That you might be called oaks of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. That you might be glorified. Lord, let our eyes be open. We pray revelational gifts. We pray deeper waters. We pray mantles of fire. We pray miracles and infallible proofs on a daily basis. One more, I'm seeing somebody entering great waters. That person will scream, bring the person to me. Great waters of the Spirit. And these great waters, these encounters that are coming, are life defining, says the Spirit of God. Great waters. The angel of the Lord has measured another 1,000 cubits. And he has brought you into great waters. Lord, that one, let your power rest upon that one. Great waters of the Spirit. Great waters of the Spirit. As you are embracing us with your power, with your glory. This one, great waters of the Spirit. Break them into it.